they're mostly coming in as survivors.
Some of the Say Yes Buffalo students are homeless. Stan Simmons is director of Say Yes at SUNY Buffalo State. Simmons tells us so far he's dealt with three homeless students who are attending Buff State.
And that's where organizations like Say Yes is very instrumental, putting key people in positions, support systems, recognizing the wholeness of the child, or young person, I should say, is very instrumental that our students walk in knowing that there is at least an organization that realizes that the safety net needs to be there and there are people who can help you.
Some of the homeless students have support of their families but live in poverty. However, Simmons says at least one student he's encountered was completely homeless, meaning he had no family to offer any support. So achieving a Say Yes scholarship was a major accomplishment.
So their approach to typical situations would be very different than someone who's surviving in a different way. For instance, you have safety nets. So someone who's who has many safety nets would be more, I guess, encouraged to take bigger risk. Because if they miss their goal or their mark, there's a safety net there. Someone who does not have safety nets will be less likely to take risk because there is no safety net if they should fail.
Simmons tells WBFO News the Say Yes scholarships allow these students to step onto a campus and experience higher education, giving them a chance to improve their lives. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.